it doesn't worry me, but it does worry me. Like last night, you're sitting in a van, and a girl had come along, and I gave her a ticket because I wanted her to get in to see us, and she didn't have the money to do it. And I could see that she wasn't taking me just for the music. There was something more that she wanted. And I can't be responsible for that. I can't be responsible for people's hang-ups or for their crushes. If they have, you know, there's all, people want different things out of you. They maybe want to pull your shoelace when you're on the stage, or maybe they just want to talk to you, or maybe they want to get involved in a way that you just can't, you know. And somehow, when that does happen, it is very difficult, because sometimes I have to ask somebody to get, not to get rid of them, but to whisk me away so that I can get to be on my own. And it doesn't feel right. I just hope my energy doesn't get too sapped, and that what I have got to give is worthwhile giving, that it's not just an apology for something. Oh, let's put it like this. I mean, if that happens, I'll meet it when I come to it. At the moment, I'm just sort of coping with what's happening now, and that's okay. I can cope with this. I'm more concerned with the fact that I know that when the marketplace gets too hectic, that the strength of the music or the original motivation can get diluted. And I'm very concerned that that doesn't happen. But there's always that terrible temptation in the bigger company of sort of going, right, come on, let's cash in. And I really don't want to cash in. I want to go ahead and do new things. But, you know, the temptation is there because there's good material that's been released that hasn't been given any acknowledgement, really. What's going to happen on that score? I would rather put something new out. We'll have to cope with that one.